In specialty crop news brought to you by the California Almond Board, visit them online at almondboard.com. The Food and Drug Administration is taking comments about their Food Safety Modernization Act that will reform safety guidelines across the board.
We're just trying to keep in the forefront of FDA where the almond industry is at in regards to these different rules and how some of these rules are going to impact the industry. And we want to make sure the FDA has the best decision so they can go back and take the appropriate comments to finalize the rules, which will roll out sometime in summer of 2015.
California Almond Board Director of Quality Assurance and Industry Services, Tim Birmingham, says the FDA has been willing to hear comments and adapt to keep the impact on the day-to-day business as little as possible.
From the early reads on the comments that the FDA has received and their comments back to us, they do need to go back to the drawing boards, primarily on the produce safety rule and preventive controls rules. And they're going to be issuing revised versions of those draft rules based on the initial round of comments that they've received.
Birmingham says those two rules in particular will have the most impact on the industry.
The produce safety rule, that's really going to affect potentially how the growers conduct business. Now, still remains to be seen whether or not almond growers will be included in components of the produce safety rule. In certain aspects, they may be exempt. But the preventive controls rule is definitely where the folks who are processing the almonds are going to have to make some changes to the way that they're conducting business.
The Almond Board says the Modernization Act will help in the long run once everyone can adapt to the new rules, a process that might be fairly easy for the almond industry.
Yeah, the almond industry has been very proactive in food safety for quite some time. So in a lot of ways, we're ahead of the curve in regards to food safety. We feel well positioned to adapt to any changes coming out of FSMA as a result of our proactiveness over the past decade dealing with food safety issues.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.